So, you know, there is no confidentiality here. This is not a doctor-patient relationship by any means. And I gave it, as I said a few minutes ago, I gave it considerable thought as to whether or not I should go public with, really go public with this information and put it out there on the Internet as I did. This was not a willy-nilly decision. People came to me, many people came to me and said it was my patriotic duty to expose hypocrisy and this very scary possibility and issue of blackmail. And I thought, yes, I think perhaps it is.
Interestingly enough, and I'll go back to Michael's point here, when you released the information or on the eve of the release of the information, I thought that David Vitter from Louisiana was actually trying to get ahead of the story by confessing to it before somebody called that number and found that that had been his.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
But not everybody has. Not everybody else has been coming forward saying, yeah, I'm on that list. He's kind of the only one, isn't he?
There are people who have been found out so far, and they've been...
But found out is different than confessing before the number was called. And I think that
was
the interesting piece about that.
Yes, that's a good point. Everybody else is now just saying no comment. But Vitter came out and he said yes. He came out ahead of the story. That's exactly right. Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Time magazine was going to break it the next day.
In a way, I mean, he sort of he avoided to a degree the charge of hypocrisy by being willing to confess it before he had been outed for it. Not to say that he didn't do it at the barrel of a gun, but at least he did that much. And as for Dick Morris, because Michael brought up Dick Morris, I don't think you're ruining his reputation.
No,
I don't think there's anything you're doing. He's already confessed to this sort of stuff. So
a decade ago, yes.
Let's get to Betty, west of the Rockies in Lodi, California, for Gene Palfrey. This seems like a case of the government going way over.